world is very special because Krishna performed the Damodar pastimes in this particular month. Dam means a rope and Udar means a belly. So Krishna was bound with a rope by his belly. Therefore, one name of Krishna is Damodar. Now, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Who can ever bind Krishna? Is it possible to bind the Supreme Personality of God? No. But Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. So that's why Krishna is called Damodar. Now, it has been described as we sang this Damodar Ashtakam. Therein it has been described that Mother Yashoda didn't actually bind Krishna with a rope, but she bound Krishna with her pure love. It is with love that Krishna can be bound, not with a rope. So, this is the special significance of this pastime. Krishna cannot be bound, but yet Krishna can be bound. Love is something in front of which Krishna becomes completely helpless. Krishna is unconquerable, but Krishna becomes conquered. Krishna is undefeatable, but Krishna becomes defeated by love. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Krishna becomes subservient to his devotee's love. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is controlled by love. Who is the controller of everything becomes controlled by love. And that's why the supremacy of loving devotional service over and above everything has been very wonderfully established through Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. This relationship or these pastimes are never ever revealed anywhere else. Only in Vrindavan. Not in Vaikuntha, not in Ayodhya, not even in Dwarka. These wonderful activities have been revealed only in Vrindavan. Now how is it possible, how Vrindavan has become so special? Why? What is the specialty of Vrindavan? The specialty of Vrindavan is that in Vrindavan the Supreme Personality of God, Supreme Personality of Godhead has become something other than the Supreme Personality of God. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everywhere else, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether it is in our heart, as the Super Soul, whether as the Vishnu, the Supreme Controller of entire, the supreme source and support of the entire material creation, whether it is Vaikuntha, where he is the predominating personality of Godhead. Nowhere Krishna displayed such a special features where he, in simple words, where God is not God. Everywhere else Krishna is God, he is the supreme controller, he is the supreme proprietor. But in Vrindavan he is not. Actually the supreme personality of Godhead is naturally the supreme personality of Godhead. But in Vrindavan, due to the arrangement of Yogamaya, his devotees do not see him as the supreme personality of God. That's why you find that Krishna is being treated like some like a child. That also an extremely naughty one. And then his mother is chastising him. And Krishna is also acting in such a way. Yes, Krishna is acting. He's an actor. In Vrindavan, he is the supreme actor, the most brilliant actor. He is acting as a baby. He is acting as a naughty child. He is acting as a friend. He is acting as a lover. He's just acting in such a wonderful way. And what is the purpose of the act? The acting is, he's acting that he's something other than the Supreme Personality of God. He's an ordinary cowherd boy, born of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj are experiencing and inconceivable affection for him as a father and mother. To the cowherd boys, he is their friend. And to the gopis, he is their lover. He is their paramour. And Krishna is playing every single role in the most perfect way. He is playing his role in the most perfect way. And what is the arrangement of Yogamaya? The Yogamaya is making everybody feel that Krishna is just an ordinary common boy. Krishna is somebody's friend, Krishna is somebody's son, and Krishna is somebody's lover. It is only by Yogamaya's arrangement these relationships are possible. Otherwise, these relationships wouldn't have been possible. Because friendship takes place among the equals. Friendship is among equals. Now who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No one can be equal to God. Therefore, no one can be friend of God. The parents are superior and the son is subordinate, junior. So here, Krishna has become junior, subordinate, and the father and mother become Krishna's superior. So who can become superior to God? It's not possible. And what to speak of developing a relationship with the Lord as a lover. So these relationships have been possible because although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and He is supreme, but by Yogamaya's arrangement, everyone forgot that. All the residents of Vrindavan have forgotten that Krishna is God. then again, we cannot actually understand what kind of forgetfulness this is. They forgot that Krishna is God, but this forgetfulness is not the forgetfulness out of ignorance. This is the kind of forgetfulness out of love. There are two kinds of forgetfulness in this world. Forgetfulness out of ignorance. Generally, in the material nature, the forgetfulness that we experience is out of ignorance. But in Goloka Vrindavan, this forgetfulness is out of love. An example can be given, like, the sun has become the state president. But does the mother treat the son as the state president? No. The mother treats him just like a son. Now, it's not that the mother doesn't know that the son is the state president, but because of the love for the son, it doesn't really matter. It's secondary, it's out of her mind, out of her consideration. She doesn't care. Oh, he may be a state president, what's the big deal? You're my son. And the mother chastises him. So this can be an example of forgetfulness of the love. Or somebody may be a very big personality, but at home, do the family members treat him like a big personality? No. Because of their relationship, that position or status that he has becomes a secondary concern. That is the situation of the residence of Vrindavan. That is the attitude of the residence of Vrindavan to the situation. It's not that they are in ignorance, it's not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but their attitude is that, so you are the Supreme Personality of God, so what? So you are actually, you are afraid. The gopis are singing, Nakhalu gopika nandanu bhavan, akhila dehina antaratmantri. Krishna, you are not the son of Mother Jashoda. You are actually the super soul of all the living entities. So this way we can see that the gopis knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna is the super soul of all living entities. But their attitude towards Krishna, Krishna will love you. Our love is the most important consideration for us. Your status as the Supreme Personality of God is not so important. So now, supersedes this consideration of awe and reverence. And that's where we find the way Mother Jashoda is dealing with Krishna, the way she is treating Krishna. It so happened that one day Mother Jashoda was breastfeeding Krishna. Krishna was about 5 years old, and nowadays mothers can't even think of breastfeeding a 5 year old. Krishna was happily drinking the milk of his mother, lying on her lap. And Mother Jashoda was also experiencing an inconceivable joy looking at the beautiful face of her little boy. And this beautiful loving exchange was going on. Krishna was experiencing his mother's love and the mother was experiencing the joy of her affection for her son. And then all of a sudden Mother Jashoda realized maybe the milk was boiling or the thing and milk fell on the fire. You get the smell when the milk spills over and it starts to burn. So Mother Jashoda just became aware that the milk was boiling. Roshi Dasmiti dropped Krishna on the floor and ran to boil the milk. Ran to take care of the milk, boiling milk. So Krishna was upset. See, this is the way I should be treated. Look at the way my mother is treating me. She went to take care of the milk. What's the big deal about the milk? I was drinking her milk, and she went to take care of that milk, which is also meant for me. Let it all spill over, let it all burn. What's the big deal about it? So Krishna felt very bad. For a while he just cried. His face, his lips curled, and he tears came down his eyes, sat there and cried. But then Krishna felt anger. First he felt hurt, neglected, and then he. So you can see that this is how the Lord reciprocates with his devotees. It's all real. It's not that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he doesn't have any concern for these issues. No, Krishna also experiences these emotions. So he felt the anger. And out of anger, there was a piece of stone. He picked it up and smashed it. Pot of water. Then he broke a few pots of water and milk and yogurt. And then he got the mortar and climbed up the mortar and stole the pots of butter that was hanging from the rafter. And so he got that and he stole the butter from there. And he just started to cause mischief, breaking pots, stealing butter, scattering butter all over the room. Then Mother Yashoda, after taking care of the milk, she came back and she saw that the room looks like a battlefield. So she was kind of surprised to see, and then she realized it's Krishna who came back. And in the meantime, Krishna also saw that his mother was coming. He was already on the rafter. Olukhalat Dhavama. Krishna just jumped out of the rafter and ran. So Mother Yashoda thought that this boy needs some chastisement. He's become very naughty. So she picked up a stick and she ran. Krishna ran, Mother Yashoda ran. Yashoda bhi alukhala dharamana. So Mother Yashoda ran after him and then she finally caught him. So when Mother Yashoda caught him, then Krishna became afraid. Just like a 5-year-old. He acted in a naughty way, now the mother caught him and now he is afraid that the mother will punish. So Krishna started to look. He looked at his mother, started to cry. Looked at his mother with eyes full of fear. As if he is afraid, and he started to cry, and with the back of his hands he started to wipe his tears. And then Mother Yashoda felt that the boy had become afraid so let us not frighten him anymore. So she dropped the stick. Mother Yashoda thought that it will be bad for his psychology. So he dropped the stick. And decided, but at the same time she considered that he should be punished. And what would be the punishment? Let him tie him up for a while. So he became so naughty. So Mother Yashoda decided to tie Krishna. But she experienced an amazing thing that she got the rope to tie up Krishna by his belly. But the rope was 2 inches too short. She got more rope. She got in this way. She tried to get more ropes and tie Krishna up by his belly. But it's again 2 inches too short. Actually, there was no dearth of rope in the house because there Nanda Maharaj had incredible number of cows. And so obviously there was incredible amount of ropes in the house, and Mother Yashoda collected all the ropes and tried to tie Krishna up. But all these ropes are not good enough and not long enough. It's too short. Then finally Krishna, so when she saw that his mother has become quite exhausted, she was sweating all over. And so he allowed Mother Yashoda to tie him up. Thank you. Mother Yashoda then tied Krishna up to the mortar. Now that's the Damodar Leela. Of course, then after that, some other things also happened. So, tying Krishna up to the mortar, Mother Yashoda went to do her household chores. And Krishna then cried for a while. And then he managed to drop the mortar and he started to drag the mortar. Besides, so he started to crawl and the mortar was dragging. He was dragging the mortar. And while he was going like that, the mortar got stuck between 2 Arjun trees that were there on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And it got stuck, so Krishna pulled and both the trees collapsed. And then little boys who were around there, they saw that 2 demigods came out of that tree, those 2 trees. And they offered prayers to Krishna. And then they went back to the heavenly planet. So when the trees fell, everybody heard the sound. Naturally huge trees fell. So they must have fallen with a tremendous sound. So everyone came running out. Mother Yashoda also came out, Nanda Maharaj came out, and saw that these trees, 2 trees fell. And their first thought was, what happened to Krishna? They were exclaiming that Krishna is in the courtyard, what happened to him? But then they found that Krishna was unharmed. The trees fell in such a way that Krishna is in the middle and the trees fell on 2 sides of Krishna. A narrow escape. Nanda Maharaj was really upset when he found out. He started to chastise Mother Yashoda. That you tied him up like that and so irresponsible of you. What would have happened if you had fell on him? And then they started to express their gratitude towards Narayana. And Lord has been so merciful that son has been saved. And then those children described what actually happened, how the tree fell. They couldn't believe that. Some believed, some others couldn't believe that. How could it be possible? How is it possible? Krishna is a 5-year-old boy, his thing got stuck, mortar was stuck in the tree, and as Krishna pulled, then the tree fell, the two trees fell. How is it possible? But some thought that yes, that is possible because Krishna is an unusual personality. All kinds of wonderful things are happening because of Krishna. So iti driksha lila bhir ananda kundi shabhosham nimanchantam akkhapayanta. Iti drik means in this way. Shal lila bhir ananda kundi. In this way, Krishna submerged his devotees in an ocean of ecstasy. Ananda kundi. In a pool of ecstasy. And who did he? Sarvoshan, his own devotees, his intimate associates. And then, Satyavrata Muni, who actually wrote this, Dhammadharasha, and he is explaining. Varavya mokshan moksha vadhimva nachannam vriniya. Varam Deva, my Lord, you give benedictions. You are the giver of benedictions. But I do not want any benediction from you. I do not want the benediction of liberation. I do not benediction even beyond liberation. Attainment of Vaikuntha. And I do not even want the devotional achievement out of 9 kinds of devotional service. All I want is that your childhood pastimes become eternally manifest in my heart. That's all that I want. I simply want you to manifest your childhood pastimes in my heart. Actually, the activities of children are very sweet, very attractive. Whatever the children do, even though at times we may feel disturbed that they are making noise, but still it's wonderful. The activities of the children are very sweet. Activities of grown-ups may not be that sweet. The children's activity, the child's activity, so what to speak of when the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts like a child? How sweet those activities must be. So that's why he is praying that let your childhood pastimes, your activities as a child becomes eternally manifest in my heart. So, that is Krishna, that is the special aspect of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. His submerging his devotees, not only his devotees, whoever favorably listens to or meditates upon Krishna's activities in Vrindavan will become submerged in emotion. That's why before translating the 10th canto, before translating the the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada gave the 10th canto in the form of Krishna book. Prabhupada, before completing the translation of Bhagavatam, he decided to present Krishna Vrindavan pastimes, not only Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna Vrindavan and Dwarka, Mathura and Dwarka pastimes in the form of Krishna. Because they're so attractive, whoever reads them, and not only Prabhupada translated them, Prabhupada actually printed them in a very, very attractive form. Prabhupada went to Japan, and he got one of the biggest printers in Japan, Dainipan, to print Krishna books. And they're big books with silver color, beautifully bound, beautiful pages, beautiful prints, beautiful paintings, and then naturally it's expensive production, and those books are meant to be sold for $5 each, and those days $5 even in America was a lot of money. How the money, value of money dropped each time. Like I'm sure many of you remember, like 20 years back, what was the value of 1 rand? And what's the value of 1 rand today? Right? Those days 100 rand was a lot of money. Today I just got 100 rand. That also came from a little child. So the value of money has dropped. Those days, $5 was a lot of money. And so when Prabhupada told the leaders, and that was in early 72, he told that his books should be sold at $5 in their shop. $5? And this is impossible. They're having difficulty even to sell back to body for 50 cents. And here these books they have to sell for $5. And then Prabhupada called his second rank devotees, just the regular devotees, not the leaders, but ordinary devotees. And he told them, the leaders are thinking that my big devotees are thinking that these books cannot be sold. What do you all think? And they became excited. They said, yes, Shri Prabhupada, they can be sold. And among them there were three very wonderful devotees. One devotee's name was Buddhimanta. And another devotee's name was Mahabuddhi, and another devotee's name was Yogeshchandra. And they resolved that Prabhupada wanted us to distribute these books, we had to distribute these books. And they went out, and after a few days, after 2-3 days, they got a big sale. They sold 25 books. One, the biggest was 25, and the next one was, I think, 20, 21. And when they informed the temple that they sold 25 different books, the temple devotees could not believe that. The department didn't believe that. They thought that probably they are just, they are lying. Or some thought that, well, maybe one day by chance, they sold 25. But from that day onwards, practically every day they were selling like books, like 25, then gradually it went up to 50, 60, 70, 80 books every day. And that is how actually a book distribution started in a big scale. And what do we learn from this? If we get tuned up to the desire of a pure devotee, it's going to happen. Nothing will be impossible if we are tuned up to the desire of a pure devotee. If we are tuned up to the desire of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada wants it to happen. Nothing is impossible. Our book distributors have so many wonderful such stories. That also reminds me of one of our leading book distributors from the early days in the Srila Prabhupada. One day the leaders told him, the temple leaders mentioned actually the local DPC that book distribution doesn't make enough money. So we have to think of some other ways to generate funds other than book distribution. And Sura could not, Sura Prabhu was telling me he couldn't accept it. My book distribution is not enough. And that day when he was used to distribute in Los Angeles Airport, and he was distributing, and all of a sudden one man came, he said, "Look, I have something to give you." He said, "Well, can you bring it here?" He just said, he said, "No, he can't. He has to come in." He said, "Just wait for a while. I'm distributing books. Anyway, what do you have to give?" He said, "I have some money to give you." He thought, "Maybe." He said, "Why don't you give it to me now?" He said, "No, I have it in my car." So Sura went with him to the car. And he opened his boot. He opened his briefcase and gave him a packet. And he took that money and he asked him, "How much is here?" He says, "Five." He says, "Five what?" He says, "5,000. And he practically hit the ceiling. That, and he went and told the temple, "I received this amount, just somebody came and gave it." So in this way we get a very clear indication that the Prabhupada has given us a perfect system. Books are the basis, we distribute books and everything will be taken care of. And the purpose of book distribution is to spread Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't think that the book's distribution is only for making money. But when you give the books out, we must cultivate those people in the books. And we also become exemplary that when people see us and read the books, they will think that, yes, these are the people, those who are following the teaching of. So Prabhupada gave, presented a most wonderful way. Krishna's pastimes are presented through Krishna books. And when we read Krishna books, what do we find? It just gives us the essence of Krishna consciousness in such a beautiful way. It influence us more than the philosophy. Philosophy, of course, is appealing, but the pastimes of Krishna are so attractive. They're relishable. They can be relishable by anyone and everyone. These pastimes can also be read out to the children as bedtime stories. And also we can just meditate on these pastimes for days together, each pastime. So this is Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. If we become properly exposed to Vrindavan pastimes, yes, we'll become free from our material bondage and go back to the spiritual. That's the purpose of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. All attractive pastimes. And this Damodar Leela is very special because, first of all, the childhood pastimes are very attractive. And among the childhood pastimes, this is a very special pastime which clearly indicates that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead can become bound. Bound means control. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be controlled by our mind. Hare Krishna. So, I thought that next few days that I would be here, I would alternate one day Chatsworth and one day Sankirtan. And maybe that's what I'll do. Each day I'll speak about Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krish